The White House Report.
Congressman John Lewis denounces what he calls Trump's weakness on Russian intervention in the 2016 presidential election. The congressman says, "I'm deeply disturbed by the outcome of the Helsinki summit. The leader of this nation takes an oath before God to defend this country from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But the president is not defending the American way of life. He seems afraid to hold Russia accountable for its infringement on the election of 2016. Lewis goes on to say the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, including the appointees of this president, have all verified, as have the investigations of several House committees, that Russia's interference in our last national election was aimed at swinging the results in favor of one party by destroying the candidacy and the credibility of another." Well, others who have watched from afar this press conference with Vladimir Putin and President Trump say President Trump tarnished the Trump brand. That person was P.J. Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of State in the Obama years.
"Today we saw a president who failed to protect, you know, the national interest of the United States. He chose to become Putin's defense counsel, trying to generate reasonable doubt, you know, by raising in an international setting questions about the server, questions about the who did what, despite the fact that his Justice Department on Friday issued indictments against 12 intelligence officers of the Russian Intelligence Service, GRU. But what we saw also was that this blind spot that the president has about the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election has national security implications.
Can he redeem himself?
I think more Americans will clearly see after today that Donald Trump cannot distinguish between the national interest and his personal interest. He has had ample opportunity over 18 months to try to defend the legitimacy of his election, while taking seriously the matter of clear Russian interference in the 2016 campaign and its intent to try to do the same thing in 2018 and in succeeding elections. We still don't have, as a nation, a strategy for protecting the integrity of our elections, even as we are 4 months from a very important midterm election in November.
You know, some have said that too with his pick of the Supreme Court nominee, Kavanaugh. The fact that he's picking a judge who supports his, I guess, ideas about proceedings with the Justice Department. I mean, we've seen that in other areas. Now it's just in this international forefront.
Well, I mean, we will have plenty of opportunity to get to know Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his views as he goes through the confirmation process. This is the normal, you know, course of advice and consent which the United States Senate does provide, you know, to a president. I'm happy that Judge Kavanaugh will get a hearing and a vote. I wish that Judge Merrick Garland received the same treatment in 2016. Of course, he didn't. I have Judge Kavanaugh has been on the D.C. Court of Appeals for a number of years. There are serious questions about what he believes and what the implications of that, you know, will be. So we'll find out more about that. But it is stunning to me that today in Helsinki, you know, the president standing next to Vladimir Putin, the leader of a country that is an adversary of the United States, that President Trump, when presented with a very clear question, said, "Do you believe your intelligence community and their assessment of the 2016 campaign, or do you believe Vladimir Putin and his denials of Russian interference. The president dissembled. He refused to give a clear answer, but in the answer that he gave, it became apparent, I think, to more and more Americans that he has chosen to believe Putin for whatever reason, rather than choosing to believe his Justice Department, his intelligence services, his FBI. And this blind spot should be very, very concerning for us.
Concerning to what point?
Think of this, President Trump has departed Helsinki, and in the last 24 hours, he called the European Union a foe, and he refused to use the term adversary with respect to Russia. He has the world upside down.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.